bulldozer digs at the Revava Jewish settlement Monday in the northern West Bank. It is a scene that stokes anger among Palestinians and raises questions on whether the talks that started less than a month ago will continue. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas threatened to quit negotiations if Israel did not extend the freeze. Now, his spokesman says the Palestinian leader will announce a decision on whether to remain in talks in early October when he consults with Arab leaders in Cairo. Israel says it wants the negotiations to continue, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for the Palestinians to stay in talks. It was here at the Revava settlement that hundreds of Israelis gathered Sunday to count down to the end of the 10-month freeze that Israel imposed on the building of new Jewish homes, a gesture meant as a confidence-building measure to bring the Palestinians back to talks. Nazmi Salman is mayor of the neighboring Palestinian town of Deir Istia, whose residents say they have lost many hectares of land to the settlers. Standing on a hillside, watching at a distance as a bulldozer works inside Revava, he tells VOA it is difficult to have confidence in the peace process as long as this and other settlements are expanding.
Whether this settlement, Revava, or other settlements surrounding Deir Istia and all Palestinian occupied territories, they are destroying our hope towards Palestinian independent state. Now, after 43 years of occupation, you can see that settlements, they are working day and night and on the Palestinian land. So nowadays, it is very difficult for a Palestinian state to be established here.
The United States continues diplomatic efforts to get both sides to reach a deal on settlement construction and keep the talks going. The Israeli and Palestinian top negotiators remain in the United States, keeping hope alive that a compromise may still be reached. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, in the West Bank.